Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In Jerusalem, the second stop on President Donald Trump's first overseas trip, he reaffirmed the unbreakable bond of friendship between Israel and the United States, a friendship built on our shared love of freedom, our shared belief in human dignity, and our shared hope for an Israel at lasting peace. We want Israel to have peace. We have so many opportunities in front of us, said President Trump, but we must seize them together. They include advancing prosperity, defeating the evils of terrorism, and facing the threat of an Iranian regime that is threatening the region and causing so much violence and suffering. President Trump expressed hope for a more peaceful future for the region. Indeed, President Trump said the leaders he met with in Saudi Arabia all voiced common concerns about ISIS, about Iran's rising ambitions and rolling back its gains, and about the menace of extremism that has spread through too many parts of the Muslim world. America welcomes the action and support of any nation willing to do the hard but vital work of eradicating the violent ideologies that have caused so much needless bloodshed and killing in the Middle East and all over the world. I believe that a new level of partnership is possible, said President Trump, one that will bring greater safety to this region, greater security to the United States, and greater prosperity to the world. This includes a renewed effort at peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. America stands ready to assist in every way we can, said President Trump. Our deep and lasting friendship with Israel will only grow deeper and stronger as we work together in the days ahead.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.